First of all, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this beautiful minyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless everybody here with health and happiness and bracha and parnasa and simha. Bless Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael, self-wash them out to the sick and injured. Protect the soldiers and bring home the captives today. Last thing that we touched on with regards to the laws of Pesach is the achsharat kilim, having your utensils be kosher for Passover. And we mentioned that the easiest thing is to buy a set. A person should have a set for Pesach, and then this way he doesn't have to worry about it. And we learned from the Torah, the way that you use that particular item, that's how you're going to kosher it. So if it's a soup pot, then you're going to have to do a gala. If it's something that you use with fire, then it's going to be libun, which is using fire on it.
What if it's used for multiple things? What determines whether you do it? Like, let's say you use it to sear chicken and to make soup, or like, so do you put it over a fire? No.
If it's is a pan that you want to sear chicken with,
it has multiple uses. What determines whether?
What a rov atashmish. What do you use it mostly for? That's what you use. So again, we said pots, stuff like that. It's better to do hagala. Same thing with forks and knives and all these. Agala, you take a big pot, you boil water, and you put the pot in it, and you run it under cold water. Zagala. Libun is when you do it with a torch, with a fire, with a torch. Better to buy, even something you, like you said, like if you're using a pot where you make chips, you make french fries in the pot. So that, although it gets oiled, that's going to be used with agala. Also with your oven. A lot of people have now self-cleaning ovens. So good, first of all, to clean the oven first. Clean the oven first, and then you're going to run it on a self-clean 24 hours ahead of time. Let it rest. Same thing with your microwave. You clean it first, Windex, whatever, and then you put a bowl of water, and you run it for like 5 minutes, and that should make it clean. For
I don't think you can use the dish underneath what you put the things on. You may have to change the dish, right?
Well,
if you're on glass or not, the glass.
I don't think the if you clean the glass, I don't think you're going to have a problem. Again, anything that most of the stuff that we're going to clean, we're cleaning with like a Windex, anything that's, and it's going to make, which makes it unedible for a dog. But again, you can be mahmir. The Pesach is the one holiday. People are, there's just no limit to where you're going to be mahmir. Same thing with your Shabbat hot plate. You need to clean that nicely also, and then cover it with aluminum or something like that. Some people will run the dishwasher. Some people will not use the dishwasher on Passover. So again, they're different. Everybody with the minhagim. So also, you have with Ashkenaz Sfaradim, where there are Ashkenaz mahmir with not using glass on Pesach.
You got conservative Jews and Orthodox Jews also.
No, listen. And that's why you only say, that's why, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to fall for that one. Anyway,
it'll be okay, don't worry.
Huh?
We don't eat each other's houses.
Well, I say that's why we do Slihot for 30 days and they only do Slihot for 10 days. So there's different, again, there's different minhagim, who's right, who's wrong, everybody's right. Amach kulam tzadikim. The same thing with your refrigerator. You have to make sure your refrigerator is clean. Make sure your Shabbat table is clean too. If you have bench ring, put those away. Use your other bench ring. So all these little things that you have to make sure that they're going to be nice and clean for Passover. Bezal Hashem will continue tomorrow with selling and where you're storing your hametz.
We sell the hametz, by the way.
Well, you can sell. By the way, we can sell the hametz. We have a link for the shul. I can send you the link, or I have the sheets. But today, everybody's. Today
you're okay with online?
Yeah.